Alrighty. Injuries. Khalif Barnes, he had a quad and did not practice today. Vincent Brown, hamstring, did not practice. Derek Carr, ankle knee was limited today. Keith McGill, groin, did not practice. C.O. Moore, ankle, limited. Marcel Reese, quad, did not practice. Justin Tuck, knee, did not practice. And Usama Young, a foot, and he was limited today. Had a good practice out there today. Guys worked really hard out there today and getting ready to go here, try to win a game.
How nice is it to have Hayden back?
It was really nice to have him out there today. So good to have him back out there. He actually had an interception at one point today in practice. He grabbed the ball and, you know, he got halfway down the field and stopped. So I asked him if he forgot what to do with it after he catches that thing. But he did a good job today out there, you know, in his time out there today. So I'm sure he was excited to be out there, and we were excited to have him out there today.
Do you anticipate using the entire window to get him?
I'm not sure of that. I anticipate taking it day by day and kind of evaluating it with the coaches and with Reggie and, you know, really seeing kind of where we are right now with him. You know, he hadn't played, obviously, in a long time. So, you know, we don't want to hurry the process here if we don't have to. But and we don't right at this second. Hey, but, you know, when DJ's ready to go, I mean, we certainly can use him. And, you know, we're just going to make sure he's ready to go and make sure everything's right, see how he feels tomorrow, and take it from there.
In the past, Charles Woodson has said he's given DJ tough love, said, you know, he's a first-rouner, he needs to play like one. What type of advice can you give him? I mean, obviously, he's really young, so that the outside criticism, you know, doesn't really get the best of him, and he's focused on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things is just, you know, DJ needs to just get out there and start having small successes. You know, small successes every day on the practice field. Today was a small success. You know, he went out there and, you know, he got a chance to run around a little bit and be with his teammates and do some of that. So, you know, that's an important first step, you know. And then I think there's, you know, some more small successes coming up where maybe, you know, his workload increases a little bit. And then, you know, whenever we decide, you know, hopefully as we get to that point that he gets involved in a ball game and what his role is in that game at that time. You know, it really depends on where we are and, you know, and when we bring him up. Okay? But to create some small successes, I think, would be the biggest factor for him right now, you know, as far as confidence goes. As far as outside criticism goes, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I mean, you know, there was outside criticism a year ago on, you know, Malik Watson, and, you know, here he is now, and he's, you know, he's really had a good training camp for us, and he's played some, you know, some really quality snaps for us right now, and so on and so forth. So I've seen that happen before. Sometimes it just takes a guy a little bit longer, and, you know, when he does come back, I mean, we'll need him to factor in, though.
Derek Carr's injury situation is pretty much the same as it was last week. Did he get any worse from playing?
No, I wouldn't say worse, no. In fact, I would say probably, you know, today was a little bit better than it was last week this time. So that's what I would say.
Did you see any hindrance in the game? I didn't look at it from an outsider's perspective. It looked fine.
That's what I was going to ask you, if you did. But no, not really. You know, I think in the game, honestly, not trying to be a wise guy, but I think in a game, you know, the adrenaline and all that that's going on, and, you know, the way that he started the game, I think that probably got him going a little bit, and I think he didn't feel it as much. There was one point in the game where there was actually a timeout, you know, where, you know, there was just a little grimace there, but nothing major, I don't think. You know, from that end, and then he just kept going, you know. So I would say that most of the time, like an injury like his or CO's or anybody like that, it's the next day, you know, when you kind of feel that, you feel that soreness, which is a little bit why we also push practice, you know, back and made some changes so that those guys could do a little bit extra today prior to getting out there, you know, and yesterday.
Carson Palmer was coming off of arm injury and then played last week. I mean, you saw him film. Did he look throwing it like he always does?
Yeah, I felt like he looked, you know, very comfortable, particularly as the game went on. You know, I you know, when he started the football game, you know, I seen I seen one thing, and then the way he finished the game, I seen a complete different thing. So, I mean, I thought as the game went on, he got more confident and more confident and more confident, it looked like to me. So, just looked like the Carson that I saw when I came here and I watched him on film here.
Was that Marshall Reese a new injury, or is it one you injured again last week?
It's really the same thing that lingered from last week. So, and I chose to keep him out right now. So,
what will it be like having Jared Veld here on the opposite sideline this time?
Well, honestly, we're playing the Arizona Cardinals and not Jared Veld here or Tommy Kelly or any of those guys. I mean, we're playing the Arizona Cardinals and we're getting ready to play that football team, and he's an opponent. Every week in this league, if you've been to enough places like I have, unfortunately, but you find somebody on the sideline that you're playing against, or that you've had or that you've coached or that's a teammate or any of those things, that's not a factor as the game goes on and as the game starts, and at the end of the game, you go over and you hug them and you wish them the best, and that's it. So, right now he's a left tackle at Arizona, and we got to figure out a way to win those one-on-one matchups.
Andre Holmes has put together back-to-back productive games and obviously a huge one Sunday. Do you hope that he can be that consistent go-to guy for you guys?
Yeah, I hope he can become a guy that, that the quarterback, continues to feel really comfortable with. And I think somebody brought the question up maybe a couple days ago about, Derek mentioned that he had, he'd throw that ball 95% of the time to him or any of those type of things. And that's a comfort level, that develops between a receiver and a quarterback. And that's kind of good to see right now. It's happening with Derek, with he and with James and, even Bryce right now. I mean, that's starting to come around, it really is. And I'd like him to be that kind of guy, that creates some of the big plays for us, because he's a big bodied guy, in my time, in my previous life there, Brandon Marshall was a guy, that was a big-bodied guy that would go up and front the ball up and kind of climb up the back of defensive backs and do those things, and you like to have those kind of players, the catches that he's made since he'd been here, which has really been since I've been here, have been those kind of catches, contested catches down the field, balls in the air, and he's jumping over somebody. He's making the really hard catch, so that's been good to see, and it's a comfort for the quarterback when he feels like he can throw it that way and that guy's going to come down with it.
Seems like Nelson's a hard time with easy catches and tough ones sometimes.
Well, I think one of the things is when the ball, sometimes you get a receiver that can track the ball well down the field. He can track the ball well down the field, particularly when he's fronted up, that way. So he tracks it pretty well that way. And I think sometimes in short areas for young players, when the ball gets on him fast, that takes a little bit of, takes a little bit more work sometimes in those situations where, a guy like James in a small area, you like the touchdown catch, the other day in a small area, small window, he knows how to use his body. He knows how to get his head around and his hands. So those things happen a little bit more natural for him. So that's something that, I know Andre's working on right now. And, he spends an awful lot of time out there on the jugs and, doing those type of things, trying to catch those kind of balls. So he spends a lot of time at it, works hard.
Is the strengths of this Arizona team?
Well, honestly, they have strengths in a lot of different areas. I think, I think the runner right now is running the ball very well, and he's a guy that, we have to contain. It doesn't look it, when you look and you say, well, how good can, look at the rushing yardage, as opposed to the passing yardage and that type of thing. But he's made some big plays. He can get out of there and bounce out of there. He's got great quickness, and they use him in the pass game quite a bit, and he catches the ball out of the backfield, and he creates matchup problems that way. So, he's going to be a handful for us. Obviously, they got two big skill receivers, in Floyd and Fitzgerald, that are guys that are, solid, really good players in our league. And, I have a ton of respect for, for both those players. And, playing against Fitzgerald, and I did a lot of work, with Floyd coming out of the draft. And he's a guy they like to try to throw the ball down the field to when you look at him. And then on the other side of the football, their defense is playing really well, but that secondary is just, they got you know, a lot of players back there with Peterson and Cromartie, you know, and I was with Crow before, and solid player. And then the two safeties are big kids, you know, and they're guys that look like linebackers playing safety out there. So, you know, this is a tough group, and, you know, they play really good together.
Derek shown any inclination at all to stay away from any specific cornerback? I mean, he went at Revis. Flowers was playing real well for the Chargers. He went at him.
No, Derek is doing exactly what Greg Olson and John DeFilippo are coaching him to do, and that's go through his progression, which is a good thing right now. You know, I mean, it's a good thing for a young quarterback to continue to go through progressions and work through progressions. And, you know, whatever my read tells me to do, that's where the ball should go. He's not being spooked, you know, really by anybody that way. And, you know, it's not a disrespect to any of our opponents, you know, or anything like that. I mean, Revis is Revis, and, you know, so on and so forth. But I think that, you know, it's just a good thing for us, you know, right now that he's going through the progressions the way he's going through them, you know, and making his reads and not letting a player spook him as opposed to, you know, this is what my read tells me to do with the ball.
Michael Rivera dropped a couple of passes on Sunday. Is this a chance for maybe David Osbury to get a few more snaps this week?
Well, you know, we actually got David into the ball game a little bit last week and the week before, you know, in London. You know, he played a little bit, so his snap count's been going up. You know, he's probably in the game last week played 18 or so offensive plays and then maybe another 15 on special teams, so he was probably in and around 33 plays. But, you know, we'd like to get David involved a little bit more, you know, as well. It's not a, you know, a knock on Michael. We have all faith and confidence in the world of Michael Rivera. I mean, he's made a lot of big catches for our football team, and he'll continue to make those catches. Nobody's tougher on themselves than Michael is. You know, he's really you know, he holds himself, you know, to a pretty high standard out there, and you know, he spends good time at it. So
is he sometimes too tough on himself?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's a good thing. I think it's a competitive thing. You know, he doesn't want to drop a pass. He wants to be that guy that, you know, that the quarterback can throw the ball to and feel, you know, comfortable throwing the ball to. And Derek feels very comfortable throwing the ball to Michael. I mean, that's been obvious. You know, it's just one of those things where he dropped the ball. I mean, unfortunately, we had five of those in the first half of the game. So, you know, that's an area that we got to clean up.
What's been your assessment of Tuck and Ridley? How did you get more production out of those two guys?
Well, I mean, I think at times they've both played, you know, they've both played well. And again, I'm looking at it, you know, over five games now. You know, I mean, I'm in those meetings when we wrapped them up before, you know, last week's game, obviously, and I'm a writer. I write everything down, you know, and on every player and all that stuff that was said. So, you know, when we were giving our wrap up to the head coach at that point, I would write a lot of information down, you know, and both played well and are playing better right now. In other words, we're starting to see, you know, more progress right now. And that just comes with understanding our defense a little bit better, understanding what we're asking them to do a little bit better. There are two new players, you know, even though they're veteran players, you know, it's new. It's a new system for them. So I'm starting to see a little bit more production, you know, from both of those guys at this point. So, you know, they've been getting better and better.
Last